whenever during muraqabah, or normally, especially in muraqabah, when the blessed Shajara Mubarak's verses are read, the blessed chain, the verses are read, then whichever pious elder's name comes up at that time, then with full attention and focus, your qalb, your heart, or your lataif, the lesson points that you've dhikr, then present that in front of their lataif. And with have a full focus, and you are thinking at that time and intending that on your lataif, from his lataif, the pious sheikh whose name we are doing isal for, we are asking Allah to convey the rewards to him, we're doing dua for, that Allah is allowing that fairs to come into our lataif. Inshallah, in this way, your lataif, you will see the nur, the light on those points. So there's a lot of blessings in the shajara, our blessed chain of our silsila, very blessed shajara it is. These ash'ar, these verses and lines, great mashaykh on their blessed tongues, they were recited, and these, due to these ash'ar, they did great du'as with these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to these verses of the Shajara Mubarak, they are ithal for that pious wali Allah for whom you're reciting. You ask Allah, you're asking due to his great status to Allah to give you the fuyuz and barakat. So it's better that all the murids, the students, that all should from memory remember these verses of the Shajara Mubarak, and you should recite these in your du'as, and through the wasila do du'a that Allah, due to the Shajara Mubarak, you get the rewards, and you will see the blessedness of this. And after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest status belongs to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. Allah has praised him and said that after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the second name we are mentioning for the sake of to Allah is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Allah, it is wasila due to his blessings, but we are directly requesting to Allah. So the human being takes the hand of the means of assistance of a person, and then Allah's rahmah comes heightened, and due to that individual, Allah Ta'ala gives to that person who is asking. So at the moment we have taken the wasila of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and we are requesting to Allah that Allah, you, the thing, please, that due to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, please give to us what was in him. And that was the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, due to his wasila, due to his blessings and his great status, please also give us those great qualities. We're asking Allah for that. So now we are giving the wasta for the sake of to Allah for another great sahabi companion whose maqam was very great, status was very great. Rather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Salman Faris, that Salman Faris is from my Ahlul Bayt, from my family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love him extremely and give him a lot of affection. In history, we can see how he became a Muslim after many big sacrifices. He was sold, he was a slave, and he went through various religions and regions, and eventually he who he had love with, Allah took him to that point, and he came into Iman. He took Iman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So due to his wasila, just like Allah, you gave Iman to Hazrat Salman. He went from the Yahud company of the Nasara, and he arrived to the Haqq, the truth. Oh Allah, please also save us from all these ways and from all those beliefs, and by following them, and give us the Haqq, the true path, which you gave to Hazrat Salman Faris radiyallahu anhu. Then you will see that these are great du'as and prayers that we are asking due to, for the sake of those pious elders. And Allah Ta'ala, due to their wasila, accepts the du'a. And now we are in muraqabah. And imagine if a person's du'a is accepted, then what a person attains and receives.